This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. More than 100 softball teams from 29 states have flocked to the Twin Cities this week for the United States 16 and under Girls Amateur National Fast Pitch Tournament. GLT correspondent Brian Bloodworth talks with Matt Hawkins of the Convention and Visitors Bureau and co-tournament director Carrie Fry of the town of Normal. Fry says running a tournament of such magnitude at Champion Fields in Maxwell Park is not a new task.
Normal's had the privilege of hosting 12 of these. This is our 12th one since 1994.
And they always seem to get better and better.
Well, we're always excited to put these on, and sometimes the number of teams change from year to year, but they never get old or tiring, and they're still a lot of work, but a lot of fun to see what it does for our community.
Kind of take us through the process. I mean, you had to bid on this, you had to offer things, and how does that all work, and how far out did you have to bid?
Yeah, it is a bid process. We're competing against other cities within our territory, which is the Midwest. We go up against a very strong Sioux Falls group, Bloomington, Indiana, some areas in Kentucky. So it is a very competitive bid. We'll start putting our bid. We've already put our bid process, bid proposal together for 2019. So we'll know at the end of October when we attend a conference in Greensboro, North Carolina, whether we'll have a tournament to bring to town in 2019.
What's the age for that tournament?
That one we're assigned for our region 12. So it'll be a 12U tournament if we're fortunate enough to get it.
As far as the bid process goes, though, I mean, what do things people look at when they're awarding these bids, do you think?
There's a lot of things that go into it. I think number one, and why we've had success, is they look for experience. Who has been able to pull this off in the past? Who has the fields, the community, the resources to put this together? Our track record certainly speaks for itself. And then there's also a bid package. Financial part is always looked at as well. But the biggest thing, I think, for us is our experience. And then also, we can't deny we're in a perfect spot of the country. We're easily accessible by car, by many teams. And that cuts down on travel costs, and it also increases the number of teams that we have.
I know the economic impact is huge for the community. As far as the town of Normal goes?
Well, I mean, it's huge for us. We recognize what it does for our community, for the economic benefit. I'm sure Matt Hawkins, our sports marketing director for the Convention and Visitors Bureau, already has a figure in mind. I have not asked him for that, but in the past, it's always been over, for this size tournament, number of teams, over $2 million. So it's huge for that. And for the town of Normal, it's just a way to kind of put ourselves on the map. I mean, everybody that plays softball within the United States knows Normal, Illinois, and a lot of it is because of softball and their experience with coming to town or having teams that have played in Normal and talk about our community when they come back home.
Year after year, does it get easier?
Brian, I wish it did. It really, everyone is different, and they're all challenging in their own way. They take a great amount of effort by those that put it on. Our committee spend many hours, days, and we started working on this back in January. And it's a great amount of work, but it's always rewarding when games start. Sometimes it can get a little tiring. You start putting in some long days, but once you actually see the game start, that's when it becomes rewarding to see what it does for these teams and our community to host.
What about the quality of play? I mean, 16U, you get some really good players, don't you?
Yeah, the talent level is amazing when you start thinking about teams from all over the country. We've got about 29 states represented here this week, and evidenced by the number of college coaches that are coming out to watch this talent. So we've got a list on our tournament website of college coaches that have indicated they're coming or have already been on site, and it's well over probably approaching 200 colleges that'll be here represented and watching these fine athletes compete.
And you've got all kinds of unique stories among the athletes, don't you? I mean, the parents, they spend a lot of money to come to take their girls to play. And
yeah, it's amazing. The crowds have been great out here. We know we have 116 teams, but the crowds have been amazing. The families and the friends that come out and support these girls, and this is not the only tournament they're playing in. So, I mean, this is week after week that they're playing somewhere, and it's really great to see the support that their teams, their fans have shown and family.
Well, Carrie, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
The championship game concludes this week-long tournament Sunday afternoon at Champion Fields. Bracket information is on the Town of Normal website, normal.org/USA-Nationals.